Stirring testimony today in Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane's criminal trial. Joining me with details is WHYY's Katie Culinary. And Katie, I understand prosecutors played a pretty revealing phone conversation in the courtroom today.
That's right, Dave. It was a conversation that was recorded by the FBI that took place in 2014 between Josh Morrow, a political consultant, and John Lisko. Lisko was being investigated by the FBI in a separate case, which is why the call was being recorded. It was part of a wiretap. And during that conversation, Morrow calls Lisko to sort of shoot the breeze. And the first thing he says is Kane called him that day to tell Morrow that her first deputy, Adrian King, had documents she wanted him to leak to a reporter.
What is the significance of the conversation?
Well, that leak is the exact thing that Kane is on trial for right now, because those documents are supposed to be protected by state law and they're confidential. And this call also directly contradicts what Morrow told a grand jury that investigated the leak. He testified three times before that grand jury, and each time he lied, saying that it was Adrian King, Kane's first deputy, who told him about the documents, not Kane. Today, Morrow admitted in front of the jury in Kane's criminal trial that he lied to protect himself and Kane, and that he was coming clean now. It's kind of important to note, too, that Morrow was testifying under an immunity order he got only yesterday, meaning that he can't be charged for anything he said in court today, which is probably why he was so revealing. And that was something the defense really harped on during the cross-examination.
Certainly, at this juncture, it doesn't bode well for Kane.
No, and it also corroborates another bit of shocking testimony we heard from Adrian King yesterday, who told the jury that Kane and Morrow were trying to frame him. He came off as rather defensive and angry to be there, and so this might legitimize his testimony for the jury. And besides that recorded phone call, we also saw text messages Morrow and Kane sent to each other before and after the Daily News article came out. That's the news article featuring the leaked documents. And in one exchange, they talk about revenge. King says, "What's that saying about revenge?" And Kane replies, "Best served cold." And in another, Kane asks Morrow, "Where's my story?" The jury has to believe that Kane is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And her defense team is going to have to do a lot of work to poke holes in a lot of what the prosecution presented today.
And given that job ahead, how much longer could the trial go on?
You know, it's not clear. We've heard from several key witnesses already, including a lot of former top aides of Kane, and the defense has not yet rested. But it's not clear whether Kane is going to take the stand in her own defense, which could lengthen the trial. We were expecting it to last at least throughout tomorrow, but it may be looking like it's going into next week at this point.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Newsworks Tonight.